This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are well and your week is off to an amazing start. Sending all of you love and light this week. I sincerely hope all of you have a great week this week. Actually, make this week a great week, right? Like, make it a great one. What happened last week happened already. Let it ride. Don't beat yourself up if you didn't get anything done this week. Don't beat yourself up for not getting things off your to-do list. Don't beat yourself up for not being who you thought you should have been last week. Let it ride, boo. It's a new week, which means there are new opportunities ahead of you to be great. Make this week a great week. Because I'm going to have me a good week. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to have me a good week. I can't begin today's episode without shouting out all of my girl gang members. Y'all are the dopest, coolest, edge-snatching women I have ever met. When we get new members, I always ask, what are you working on? What are your goals? Because I want to be able to hold them accountable when they need accountability. I want to be able to support them when they need support. Also, because I want to know if there is any way that I can help or if there is someone that I can connect them with, right? And y'all, they are writing novels, becoming teachers in med school, opening up their own practices, they're business owners, they're moms. They are truly out here kicking butt. And they push me all the time to be great. I don't get to talk to them every day, but I connect with them in our private Facebook group, and they really encourage me to keep pushing and keep going. So if you are a Girl Gang member, shout out to you today, boo. Much love to all of you. If you are not a member, girl, I don't know what you're doing, but you can learn more about our membership by clicking the link in the description of this episode or visiting our website and clicking the Girl Gang. Also, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to say thank you for all the love from last week's season premiere. Y'all truly know how to make a girl feel loved, I'm telling you. Thank you so much for tuning in last week and for those of you that subscribed to the YouTube channel. Continuing the conversation is something new that we are doing this year, so be sure to subscribe to the channel and join me each week as we unpack each podcast episode that airs. If you've already subscribed, thank you, boo. You are the best. I love you. And if you haven't, go subscribe. The link is in the description of this episode, or you can just go to YouTube, type in Slay Girl Slay, see my face pop up, and you know you are in the right place. Y'all know I am on these platforms for a good time, not a long time. I try to keep every video short and sweet while still giving you my very best. Okay, I was doing this exercise with my therapist not too long ago, and she had me pull out my old vision board. I don't know if y'all are into vision boards. I personally really enjoy making them. It's not so much fun after it's over and it's up on the wall to look at. It's like, oh, that's cute. But it's something that you look at every day, right? It's a visual representation of the goals you want to manifest into your life. And I keep all of my old vision boards. Anytime I make a new vision board, I take the old one down. Sometimes I keep the old one up to see my progress, but I usually keep all of my vision boards that I make. Now, I know a lot of people are into the whole manifesting thing and the universe thing, and I have to be honest, it's not that deep for me. I don't know what the universe means to you, and that's no shade or disrespect to anyone who believes in the universe. But I am a firm believer in God, and I believe in prayer. And I believe if you write something down, put the work behind it, and continue to pray and push for it, the things you truly hold in your heart will find its way to you. Again, No shade if that's not what you believe. I think as humans and as adults, we can coexist with different opinions and still respect each other and be kind. But I'm just letting you know that when I create a vision board, I am taking pictures off the internet of things that I want to see for myself in real life. And looking at it every day is just that. It's keeping my wants and desires and dreams with me as I do the work necessary to make them come true. You understand where I'm going? So I go in my box and I find some old vision boards, and it's so crazy to look back because I remember where my frame of mind was when I created them. I'm not going to share everything that was on my vision board because I believe when you create a vision board, you are in a very vulnerable place, and I've probably only shown my mom my vision board, but my vision board from 2016 had a bunch of palm trees. It was a picture of Whole Foods on there in downtown LA, just some random picture I found on Google. It had a business on there. It had girl power on there. It had pictures of women killing it in their careers. And looking back from this year, 2021, it's so crazy because most of that happened for me. I moved. Even crazier, I ended up living near that same Whole Foods in downtown LA and shopped at that Whole Foods all the time, which is even crazier to think about because it was super specific. 2016, I had just a blog, right? No idea of Slay Girl Slay or a podcast or a girl gang, none of that at the time. But looking back, over the years, most of that came true. So then I'm reviewing 2017, 2018, 2019, and I'm seeing things that happened, things that came true, things that haven't come true yet. But what stands out the most is each year, there are less and less pictures of women that I look up to. And I don't think that was on purpose because my first vision board was full of other Black women, business owners, Black influencers who looked like they had it all together on the gram, people who really looked like they were killing it in their careers, killing it on YouTube. And year after year, those women were not on my vision board. Now, it's no shade to anybody, and I promise I'm not coming from a hurtful or mean place, but I think the internet has a great way of making people seem bigger than what they actually are in real life. You know what I'm saying? Again, no shade, no tea to anybody. I'm not coming from a shady place. But I think it's important to note that over the last 5 years, as I really started locking into the woman that I wanted to be and started really working towards big goals that I had, I started meeting some of the people that I looked up to, only to realize that these women had talent for sure. They had businesses, they had followings, but outside of that, they were just like me. I would go to events and meet women that were on my vision board, and some of them totally exceeded what I expected them to be, and others left nothing to be desired. But what I want you to understand is there has to be a point where you don't put so much weight into the life of another person and start putting that weight, applying that pressure onto yourself. I think it's important to note that when you are fresh on your journey and you have just come to the realization of what you want to do with your life, I think it's important to have an example of someone else who has done it before. It's important to have an example to show you that you can live this life too. But at some point, you have to take the training wheels off and start riding for yourself, boo. I sat down to do my 2021 vision board, and I was trying to think of another woman, another entrepreneur that I wanted to be like. And I couldn't think of anyone's life that I wanted other than my own. I couldn't think of another woman's business that I wanted, that I had a vision of myself having. And that doesn't mean that I'm not proud of other women for smashing their goals and being excellent. Oh, I'm proud. Because please believe, when y'all win, I win. A follower of Slay Girl Slay, who's a photographer from South Carolina, we repost her content all the time on the Slay Girl Slay Instagram. She was featured in a Super Bowl commercial this year. And y'all, I stan, okay? I stan when another woman wins. I stan when another woman gets the bag. I stan when another woman is smashing goals and chasing her dreams. But at some point, you have to stop checking for everybody and start checking for yourself. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not pressed for anybody online. I take that back. I'm pressed for Beyonce. But Beyonce is different, right? The rules don't apply to Beyonce. We're not talking about Beyonce. But outside of her, I am not pressed for anybody else. But y'all, it's so easy to get wrapped up in somebody else's life because of what you see on their Instagram grid, what you hear them say on Clubhouse, because their videos are dope when they post them on YouTube, because their outfits are dope in their stories, and you somehow forget all the things that you can bring to the table too, forgetting that you too are the juice and the squeeze. So I'm working on my 2021 vision board and I'm showing my mom my old ones and I'm telling her how I feel about them. And she said, put yourself on your vision board. And instantly I was like, nah, I don't need to be on my vision board. That's whack. The imposter syndrome in me instantly was like, put yourself on your vision board. What? Are you worthy of being on a vision board? Isn't that a little bit conceited? Isn't that a little bit cocky? You look up to yourself, right? Like I'm just being honest. These are the things that are floating through my mind. And when you think of it that way, yes, it may sound a little crazy. It may feel a little foreign at first. But after sitting on it for a few days, I went and printed out the best picture of myself and put it right in the middle of my vision board. And around it are all the things that I want to continue to work towards and strive towards. But instead of seeing another woman's face every day, I see my own. Instead of feeling sometimes like I have so far to go, I can look at myself with pictures of my wildest dreams surrounding me. And let me tell y'all, I love it here. When I wake up, it's almost like I'm looking at the next version of myself every day. And when I sit down to do my work, to record a podcast, to create content, I can look over at me and all the things I'm about to make happen for myself. I'm not looking at my favorite influencer with her hair slayed and her good content, wishing mine was like hers. I'm looking over at me. I'm looking over at what I'm capable of. I'm looking over at what I'm about to accomplish. So, in true Ashley fashion, I have homework for you. Take some time this week and create a new 2021 vision board. But instead of your favorite influencers, the girls on IG, your favorite YouTubers, speakers, authors, or whoever, put yourself up there. Print out a picture of yourself. Y'all, it should only cost like a dollar at the most to get one photo of yourself printed at the local drugstore or your local shipping center. They'll usually let you print and print a color photo of yourself. And y'all, make it your best photo. Don't be shy. Now is not the time to be modest. Find your best photo, the one that you love, not the one with the most likes or the one your friends love or the picture your mom loves, the one that you love the most. Stick it right in the middle of your vision board and put all the other things you want for yourself around your picture. If it feels weird, that's okay. If it feels cocky, that's fine too. But eventually, that'll wear off and you'll start looking at yourself like, wow, look at me. Look at me surrounded by all the things I want to accomplish in my life. Look at me surrounded by pictures of friends, pictures of money, pictures of travel, pictures of books, pictures of fitness, families, etc. Look at my face in the middle of all of this. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's time to be your own goal, sis. We have to stop discrediting ourselves like we haven't gotten this far. It's one thing to look at another woman's face and say, hey, if she can do it, so can I. But it's a whole nother thing to look at yourself and realize that if you had not done all that you have done up until this moment, you wouldn't be where you are today. And that's a brag moment, sis. That's a heavy brag. Think about what you've been through, how you continue to evolve, the places that you have been, and the opportunities that have found you or the opportunities that you have created for yourself. That was not easy, and that deserves as much recognition as you give everybody else for what they have accomplished. Perception and how you perceive yourself, boo, is so important. Start looking at yourself like you've accomplished some things because you have. Instead of studying everybody else all the time and keeping your eyes on them and letting that be a constant reminder of how far you have to go, or better yet, a constant reminder of who you are not, open up those big, beautiful eyes and recognize in some areas of your life, in most areas of your life, you have already arrived. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.